Committee on Energy and Environment to order. I know you folks were looking forward to a long and interesting evening of various types of bills, but that's not going to happen.
Should we cheer?
We're missing a member tonight, which impacts our schedule, and we also do not have paperwork on a number of these bills, so I'm going to announce right now which ones we're carrying over from the beginning. We will carry over to our next regularly scheduled meeting tomorrow, House Bill 2236, House Bill 2269, House Bill 2471, House Bill 2485, House Bill 2706, House Bill 2707, House Bill 2710, House Bill 3105, House Bill 3202. So, while I thought we were going to have a dozen bills to work on tonight and plan for that, this is a cautionary tale of asking for amendments late in the process. But, that being said, we have a great public hearing coming up on House Bill 3241, and I'm going to open that public hearing right now on House Bill 3241.
Nice, they get to go.
Bye.
Where are you going?
Enjoy the sunshine. What remains?
Fair weather.
It's a bit empty your room, man.
I know. Seriously.
I just made a lot of people's evenings, right?
Yes, you did.
You're a hero.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's yet, but.
How are you actually going to have hearings?
Welcome, Representative Marsh. And I need to, we had actually scheduled this a little bit differently, so I'm going to restate it just so we're clear on the record. This is both a public hearing and work session on House Bill 3241. Representative Marsh, thanks for being here, and go right ahead.
Thank you. Chair Helm, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Pam Marsh. I'm the representative from House District 5, which is on the other end of the state, Ashland, Talent, Phoenix, little corner of Medford, and heading out to Jacksonville. I'm here today to urge your support for House Bill 3241 with the -2 amendments. This bill will expand Oregon's current PACE program to include single-family residential dwellings. PACE, an acronym which stands for Property Assessed Clean Energy, is a model financing mechanism that provides low-cost, long-term funding for energy and water efficiency projects. PACE financing can be repaid directly to the lender or as an assessment on the qualifying real property's regular tax bill and processed the same way as other local public benefit assessments like sidewalks and sewers. In 2009 and 2014, the Oregon legislature approved legislation to authorize local governments to establish commercial PACE programs. Multnomah County pioneered the first commercial PACE program in the state in September 2015 by creating Property Fit, which is a collaboration between the county, the Portland Development Commission, and the Energy Trust of Oregon. Currently, PACE programs in Oregon are limited to commercial, industrial, and multifamily residential properties. House Bill 3241A will expand PACE authorization to include residential single-family dwellings of up to 4 units. Here's how the program will work. Participating local governments will secure funding via revenue bonds or private sources. Loans will be issued to qualifying homeowners for residential utility improvements, including energy or water efficiencies, renewable energy, energy storage, and smart electric vehicle charging stations. Funding may also be used for seismic rehabilitation projects, an added program element that we think could be of great benefit, especially in our coastal communities. Eligible homeowners will undergo an energy or water audit to ensure that the cost of improvements do not exceed the cumulative cost savings over the life of the investment. Projects may be funded at up to 100% of costs, but may not exceed 20% of the real market value of the property. Local governments can choose to secure the loan with a lien in the same manner as used with other local improvements. They will also be free to impose other requirements as appropriate. We also felt it was important to chart a path forward for projects that cannot demonstrate an obvious cost savings. Clearly, seismic retrofits do not yield material cash flow savings, but do significantly reduce risk to both the asset holder and the public. Similarly, some projects may not create a cumulative cost savings given current energy prices, but can increase home value. Those projects may be eligible if a homeowner can demonstrate appropriate financial capacity. Finally, I want to touch on just a couple of program refinements added in the Dash 2 amendments. In response to workload concerns expressed by county assessors, we have included a fee to reimburse the costs for processing liens. We also want to emphasize that the intent of the bill is for lenders to work directly with participants to collect annual payments. Assessors would be involved in collections only when payments become delinquent. Finally, I want to call out the strong consumer protection language in the Dash 2 amendment. These are based on the best practice guidelines for residential PACE financing programs published by the U.S. Department of Energy in November 2016. These standards address property disclosures, contractor conduct, acceptable products and projects with pricing guidelines, marketing practices, pre- and post-funding support, treatment of protected classes, grievance procedures, data security, and privacy matters. These protections will shield both homeowners and lenders from possible abuses of the program. With the right tools, our local governments can be extraordinarily effective in furthering critical energy, water, and seismic improvements in our residential neighborhoods. I urge your positive consideration of House Bill 3241A. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions from the committee? Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate it, Representative, for being here. What's been going on in Multnomah County since 2015? Do we have any data there yet?
Well, that program, someone who was coming from that program. He got trapped in traffic, so yeah. I don't think he's going to be here, but he's been working closely with the development of it. They are right at the point of securing contracts with their first couple of projects. Mm-hmm. So the Development Commission is the on-the-ground contracting agency. And they are moving forward. So it's going to be interesting to watch that commercial program unfold, see what the application may be across the state.
Thank you.
Further questions? Representative Holby.
Yeah, I was looking at part of this bill. It appears that it's using the Department of Energy and the SELP program to run these loans through. Am I reading that correctly?
Where are you reading?
Oh, you're going to ask me a question. I was asking you. let's see if I can find it again.
Okay. Are you looking at
Section 10 of the bill?
Page 5, number Section 10.
That's where I first saw it, but
right there, that option is set out, but there's no obligation there. In Multnomah County, in the commercial program, there the funding has been raised from private sources. They haven't issued bonds, but they've been able to identify private investors who want to provide that money.
Yeah, I guess I was just concerned that the Department of Energy, you know, under another bill that I voted on, the SELP program would be moving to a different agency.
Right.
So if that happens, it would be sort of an issue. But the SELP program's not well designed for residential use, I guess. So this would be, I'm just wondering how that works. I can see how you can expand the PACE program, but to actually do it with SELP loans, I'm a little confused about
that. And I'm
that.
Not that familiar with the SELP program, so that might be less appropriate as a funding source.
But you're right, it does say may lend, so it doesn't obligate the program. Okay, I think I answered my question with your help. Thank you.
Representative Power.
I just wanted to be clear, understand that I'm reading it correctly. It doesn't function like an LID where you need like a critical mass of single family.
It's not a full neighborhood in that sense. So it can be assessed to the property tax in a similar way, but it would be specific to that homeowner and the project that the homeowner is doing.
Further questions from the committee?
Thank you.
And I'm going to carry over the work session. Is Stacy Michelson here? Hi. introduce yourself for the record and go right ahead.
Yeah, Chair Helm, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Stacey Michelson. I'm a policy manager with the Association of Oregon Counties. I'll keep this fairly brief, but did want to show up and let you know that AOC is supportive of this bill. We see it as one more tool in the toolbox around some of our housing issues and challenges. You know, we know that while the lack of rentals is one of the primary issues in the Portland metro area and many of our other communities around the state, there is a problem with lack of adequate or desirable housing, which is to say there are homes available, but they haven't been well maintained, et cetera. So our commissioners see this as an opportunity to incentivize that sort of maintenance at the local level. Our eastern folks tend to be really excited about the energy piece. Our coastal folks are very, very excited about the seismic upgrade piece. And I know that, unfortunately, the gentleman from Multnomah County, as Rep. Marsh stated, was not able to make it down in time for the hearing tonight. But Multnomah County did authorize me to say that they are also supportive of the Dash 2 amendments. So I just really want to encourage you to consider this and give it the work session that we believe it's due. We think it would be a really great project to try at the local level with residential. So, thank you.
Okay, very good. Any questions for this witness? Okay. Thank you for being here and testifying. With that, I'm going to close the public hearing on House Bill 3241, and I'm going to carry over the work session on House Bill 3241 simply because we just don't have all the paperwork back yet. Then I'll open a work session on House Bill 2404. And Beth, can you tell us where this one stands?
Chair Hellman, committee members, just to remind everyone, you heard this bill yesterday. The bill itself requires Oregon Health Authority to analyze groundwater test results, identify and provide education areas with groundwater contaminant problems. The Dash 2 amendment that you have in front of you clarifies that they shall analyze the results of water testing as a result of real estate transaction for the purpose of education and replaces the section on landlord testing of drinking water to require effective March 1st, 2018 for each dwelling unit rented by a landlord for which a source of drinking water as well, the landlord to collect test samples of drinking water from dwelling unit for arsenic, total coliform bacteria, and nitrates. There is a no revenue impact and a fiscal impact issued on this bill, and there is a subsequent referral to the committee on Ways and Means.
Thank you. I would entertain a motion on this bill, please.
Chair Helm, I move to adopt the Dash 2 amendment dated April 7th, 2017.
Rep. Power moves to adopt the Dash 2 amendment dated April 7, 2017. Is there any discussion? If not, is there any objection to the amendment? Seeing none, the amendment's adopted.
Chair Helm, I move House Bill 2404 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Representative Power moves House Bill 2404 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Barnhart?
Excuse.
Representative Bennett?
Aye.
Representative Colby?
Aye.
Representative Marsh?
Aye.
Representative Brunson?
Aye.
Representative Buxman?
Aye.
Vice Chair Johnson?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes. And the bill was sent as amended to the Committee on Ways and Means. Okay. This time I'm opening up a work session on House Bill 2705.
Mr. Chair and committee members, House Bill 2705 requires water appropriator to install, operate, and maintain a device at a point of diversion for appropriation or appropriation to measure amount and allow determination of rate and duty of water being used. There's a revenue impact issued on the bill as well as a fiscal impact issued on the bill.
Good. Committee members, you'll remember this is one of the water management bills that I brought this session. Since our public hearing, the work group that has come together has been, in my view, working very well together and productively on a whole host of ideas around how we manage water in the state that goes quite a bit beyond the concepts of measurement identified in the bill, and I'm encouraged by that. And I want the work group to be able to continue working for a little bit longer, and that is why I'm requesting that we send it on to rules. So with that, I'd entertain a motion on the bill.
Chair Helm, I move House Bill 2705 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Rules.
Representative Power moves House Bill 2705 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Rules. Is there any discussion? Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a question. Who's a part of your work group on this bill? I don't know that I'm aware of that.
Let me see if I can get all the entities. There, some of them are here in the room, so I'll be able to help. Farm Bureau, Cattlemen's Association, the Nature Conservancy, Water for Life, Oregon Environmental Council, Water Watch of Oregon, the Oregon Nursery Association, Freshwater Trust, the League of Oregon Cities, and Special Districts, Trout Unlimited. And we have
a big room.
Special,
very small room.
Representative Brock Smith is is like myself a non-voting member of the work group, and we have special, although non-required, staff for support from OWRD from Raquel Rencio. So, it's a pretty broad and robust group. Any further discussion? Representative Bentz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In the normal course of events, I would be a no on this bill. I understand that some votes are necessary given the fact that Representative Barnhart's not with us, and I've agreed after talking to Cattlemen's Association about this to assist and give you a courtesy vote for that purpose. I want it clearly understood that as the bill is currently crafted, I would never support it, but because I understand that progress is being made, I'm willing to participate in moving this to rules for that purpose.
Thank you, Representative Benson. I appreciate the courtesy vote. Mm-hmm. Any further discussion? Representative Reskin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It saddens me that we're working on these two bills, House Bill 2705 and 06, tomorrow. I appreciate the desire to know more about groundwater, and believe me, my district depends on groundwater. Many, their very survival, it's worth more than gold. I also appreciate the chair holding some offline by invitation only work group meetings to try to come to a consensus, but from my understanding, no consensus has been reached yet, no grand compromise has been made. And from talking to many in my district, we feel like these bills are being jammed down our throats of rural Oregonians, whether we want them or not. In my view, this is how agenda politics works rather than consensus politics. We have urban Oregonians who want to know something and they're going to make rural Oregonians pay for it. You want to understand the rural Oregon divide in Oregon, then I'd suggest look no further than House Bill 2705 and 06. And with that, I'll be a no vote.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Barnhart?
Excused.
Representative Benz?
Aye.
Representative Hovey?
Aye.
Representative Marsh?
Aye.
Representative
Rushkey?
Nay.
Representative Brock Smith?
Aye.
Vice Chair Johnson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Power?
Aye.
Chair Helm?
Aye. The motion passes and the bill will be sent to the Committee on Rules. And with that, committee, I regret to say that we're done with our agenda tonight. I'm just going to mention, just in case, any measures on today's agenda not voted out today are carried over to the next agenda. And we'll have plenty to do tomorrow. Thank you for being here tonight. The committee on the House Committee on Energy and Environment is adjourned. The Committee on Energy and Environment is adjourned.